Alrighty. It is Tuesday, June 6th, 2023 at 5:31 p.m. We're going to start our regular meeting. Call it to order. May I please have Tammy lead the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Is the recorder on?
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Roll call, item number two. President LoPiccolo is present. Vice President Franklin is present. Director Claiborne is present. Director Gerardo is present. And Director Albers is not here yet. She may be late, and we'll make notice to that when she arrives. Item number three, agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I motion to approve.
I second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Agenda is approved. Item number four, public comment. If you have a public comment, please come to the mic and state your name. No public comments tonight? Okay. We will move on then to item number five, agency reports. All right, looks like we have fire department.
We got someone here.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
No, no problem.
Yes.
Captain Wright.
If you don't mind us.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Captain Mark Wright, San Gabriel County Fire Station 14. This 14.
Maybe. Yeah, it sounds like it.
You
might be able to turn it up to your, yeah.
Thank you very much.
A little better.
Not really a lot to report. Just for last month, we had over 71 calls all throughout Wrightwood, Painted Hills, Phelan District. Still working on it. We have a lot of repairs from Snowmageddon, as we're calling it, from last February. From that, I think maybe Jen got in touch with you. I'm not sure, Natalie, about somebody on the board about snow shovels.
It might have been Sadie, but I can ask her when she comes.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I have a whole bunch.
Okay.
At the fire station. There's more coming. They were just things that were supplies from all the crews and things to help people dig out and do things. So now they don't need them. So we're going to be able to give them to the CSD to give away.
Oh, great.
To whoever might need them. And they're... because I need to get them out of my state. There's a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that and just everything else is, you know, coming along. And pretty soon, here we come. You know, fire. I guess there was a fire when I was on vacation end of April to like the 18th, 23rd of May. And I think it was the second or third day I was back. Yeah, it was Illinois. And got phone calls like, hey, what's going on with that fire? I said, yeah, I'm in Illinois, I can't see that far. So I called the station. It was something down here, Lone Pine Canyon, a couple hundred acres, but they got it real quick. So
yeah.
It already started, end of April, so it's already ready to go. So,
Can I ask, was that a controlled burn? There was kind of speculation online, did it start as a controlled burn and then got out of control, or was it just fire?
I asked that no one had a direct answer. I believe no.
Okay.
They were doing control burning before I left.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I get back? Anyway, it was over by Jackson Lake.
Okay.
I know they had some stuff going on over there because I was over there watching it. I don't believe it was.
Okay.
And it was more like in Light Oak Creek, actually. So mm-hmm. instead of Lone Pine, it was actually more over closer to them on that Forest Service Road. So.
Okay.
But yeah, they got on quick. Forces was up and running, got aircraft and all the crews on it. So
great.
All right.
Thank you.
That's good.
Welcome.
Actually, I do have one more question. Did you have any information on what happened with the air rescues that were happening above Acorn like a week or two ago? Was that hikers that were hurt or?
I would imagine. I wasn't here.
I heard what happened.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that.
It's a hiker.
Okay. It was a hiker's backpack got stuck on a tree or something.
Oh, Pacific Crest Trail hikers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he went to and fell. Mm-hmm. So they lifted him, and he had to actually hike back and get his pack the next day.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
That's a story I heard.
Yeah, I'm sure that sounds consistent with this time of year and what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Mark, what's the latest on the engine, the new fire engine?
Oh, we have it. It's up and running.
It's here now?
Yeah, it's been, we had it back. The first snow before the big one, it had to go back down to the shop for electrical bugs.
Yeah.
And good thing, because I got a call from Pasadena PD dispatch saying, hey, one of our officers is up the road here with a flat tire. She's on the side of the road with her 5-year-old daughter. She has no ability to get her spare tire on. Can you help her? It's like, okay. So we go up there, pull off. It's off the side, you know. It's like this side of the guest ranch. And a few minutes go by, and smash.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I turn around, and just this car just hits the side of the engine and just goes
flipping
around. And on the side of that engine is a big hitch on all corners that we can hook up this stuff to, like, over-the-side rescues, whatever. And he hit that on the front quarter panel of the truck. It was like an F-150, tore it off, and it was the AAA guy coming to help her. So I was like, you know, hey, just drive with your tire flat to, you know, Jensen's and get to the parking lot. So good thing that engine was not here then. So yeah, it's been up and running, and it's doing good in the new ambulance. I did some damage to that when we had to get old Chief Hedden out of his house during that storm, when there were 6-7 feet of snow around the house. This ambulance got stuck into this bank, and then I had to try and winch it out with a snow cap. But nothing major, but all fun. And then we wind up, I don't remember last time when, did I tell you about all the rescues we had with that snow cap the first night?
Yeah.
Okay, so we did all that, so, yeah. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other agencies present? Okay. Then we'll move on to item number 6, consent calendar, May 2nd, 2023, regular board meeting minutes. Has anyone looked at those?
Yeah. I didn't see anything that popped out at me.
Okay.
It looked okay.
Great. Do I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion carries. All righty. Item number 7, general manager's report. Tammy.
Hi, guys. Okay. May's been a busy month with the park ribbon cutting, the Wildfire Disaster Awareness Day, and the Wine and Arts Festival. This year, for the first time, the CSD had a table at both events. We promoted CR&R along with recycling to bring more awareness to the community. We also had a sign-up sheet for new residents that have not received a dump card, and approximately 30 residents signed up. Along with those, we had sign-up sheets for anyone interested in dance classes, which had enough interest for us to offer summer adult and teen dance classes. Beginning June 25th through August 13th, every Sunday from 3 to 4, we'll be offering teen salsa, with teen swing starting from 4 to 5. Also on Sunday evening, an adult swing class will be held from 5 to 6. For those of you that can't make it on Sundays, an adult swing class is also offered every Wednesday. That'll be beginning June 28th through August 16th from 6:30 to 7:30. There's also a huge interest in a dance for toddlers and elementary school children. The plan is to start a few classes sometime in August when our instructor returns from maternity leave. All of the instructors, along with CSD staff, will be certified for CPR in a class on June 15th,
hosted by one of our CERT members. All instructors, excuse me, will also have to pass a background check. I'm excited to announce that along with the support of the Wrightwood Village Foundation, we're able to add a senior social club day to the calendar. Every Wednesday, beginning June 7th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the community building will be offering a different activities for our seniors, such as games, movies, crafts, maybe some, you know, little exercise classes, or just come by and chit-chat. Let's see, please bring a friend and join us. The rental protocol for large event has been changed. Per San Bernardino County's temporary use permit, if the facility being used is on a septic, then all bathrooms shall remain locked, and the use of porta-pots is required. So we now have a separate application for the larger events that states this along with the porta-pot requirements. A lock has also been installed on the hallway door to the inside bathrooms as well to prevent people from using the bathroom during the events. I'm in the process of setting a date to meet with Carrie Harmon, who's the Director of Community Development and Housing for the County of San Bernardino. County of San Bernardino to get some information on their programs and funding in hopes there's something available for Wrightwood. I'm also trying to coordinate a meeting with our previous sewer committees to pick their brains for any information regarding the previous sewer studies to possibly help with my water grant. We've started printing the dump cards and have completed LA County, which had 112 cards to print. As of today, we've printed 250 of San Bernardino County. They're already stuffed and in the envelopes. Thanks to my daughter, she was bored. So we'll be continuing those, and they will, as usual, go out before the 1st of July. And I've also started working on the tax assessments, which take a lot of time and are due in August. Any questions?
Yeah,
I think so.
Go ahead.
Couple questions. Mm-hmm. On the dance class for the Sunday and then Wednesday and possibly another day for the kids, how does that work? Are they going to eventually ask for a variance? Are they paying for it or what?
No. I'm sorry. I didn't get into detail. I guess I should have. $65. Yeah, $65 for 8 weeks, and that will cover the CPR classes, and it does cover the background checks, and the CSD will make a profit this first go-around of $1,500. The next time, those fees will not be included, so we'll be closer to, you know, $1,800. It depends on the size of class.
Do we know what they're charging the people taking the dance?
$65.
$65.
For an 8-week dance class.
It's, oh, okay.
Yes. What are you?
But the building, what are we charging them for the use of the building?
He doesn't know it's through our Parks and Rec.
It's through our Parks and Rec, so we're not. We're making a profit off of this. That's...
Fine. Okay. The other question I had was this temporary rental program or protocol, or we don't know how many people that kicks this in for, do we?
200? I believe it was 200, yes.
So that's what you mean by larger events?
Yes, 200
okay.
Or that's larger.
So that would be everything outside, right? Do you have 200 people do
that's
200 in here?
Building capacity. So okay. Anything larger than that is considered.
Like Mountaineer Days, car shows.
Right. No, I understand that, and that race or whatever it is every year. Do we know on the 10th, have we gotten the, it doesn't sound like you have yet, but the how many porta-potties we have to supply?
We have a list. So with the application, well, it has a grid. If you have 200, then you need X amount of porta-pots. If you serve alcohol, you need 20% more, something like that. So it's all mapped out, and then when we get the application, we'll verify that they're
going to... And how much are the permits? Is that with the county, or...?
Those are with the county, so I don't know how much their permits and costs are.
Did you put in a variance to the county for those permits?
You have to ask the chamber
yes,
that one.
Yeah, the arts. Wrightwood Arts Center last time.
Okay. So we won't know that for a while. And we haven't put in an application yet? Or we have?
For
the permit.
We don't have to. It's whichever organization is hosting an event, they have to apply for the permit. So say the Wrightwood Arts Center had like the wine festival, they had to independently apply for their permit with the county. It didn't have to go through us.
And we do receive copies of all the permits.
Okay.
So we verify.
Somebody's having an audience of 200 or more, they have to apply for a permit.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all on that page.
Did you have a question, Christy?
Mine was just what constitutes large events, you guys.
Okay. I had one on the bottom when you said Director of Community Development and Housing for the County of San Bruno for some information on programs and funding. Do you know what types of like programs and funding? Is that more for like rental properties?
No,
or?
It's more for kind of like infrastructure for downtown is what we were shooting for. But there is a list of other things. I didn't even think to bring
it with
me. Oh,
that's okay. I'm just curious. I can do some research,
because I was so focused
too.
On the downtown sewer, mm-hmm. and that was a big one of their things that they do fund.
Okay.
So, but there are other, there's a few other things on there, too, and
okay.
I can bring it.
Yeah, that'd be good to
know,
and maybe if they had, like, some grants available for some beautification or something
yes.
like that,
it's,
it'd be nice to
it
know.
It is stuff like that, yes.
Okay.
For sure.
Great. Well, thanks for doing that.
My pleasure.
Alexis, do you have any questions?
Nope.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. Thanks for your work. Moving on to item number 8, April 2023 financials.
I just have a quick question. Is 415 is it just once a month, the payroll?
No. The way the payroll fell, for some reason, that's how it posted. So the that one posted because of the pay period. It was paid on the 31st. How did that post? I'll have to double check on that. But for some reason, the way it posted, it only did post. And the other ones posted in May. For some reason. So it's only, I guess I should have clipped it up, but because of the bank rec, it would have thrown it out of balance.
Okay.
Chuck, did you have any questions?
Yeah, I did. I'm looking for my notes here.
And just for my own knowledge, when we get a big, say, deposit, right, from the county, what is that usually?
Property tax.
Thank you.
Okay, on your profit and loss by month page for April, on the bottom section, you have, total expenses, $33,294.31. For your disbursements, you had, $23,592 plus your payroll gets it up to the 28th. And then the other page says total disbursements 28. And I'm wondering where that additional 5,000 is. You have something in here that said, where was it? Capital outlay 5,000. What's that for, the capital outlay? Or why does it say on the financials, and I could be totally reading this wrong, don't jump down my throat for this one. There'll be other times you
I want to say that's a grant expenditure, you know, the...
Are you asking what's the difference for this 23,000?
Yeah, you're showing on this...
If you add the labor, I think, and the... and the total disbursements, you get this 28, right?
Yeah.
28,
you're asking what we spent the $5,700 on. It was the playground upgrade. We had to pay for wood chips and a swing.
Okay, so that.
So that's what that
it's
is.
It's capital outlay, but it goes under total expenses. That's the difference between your total disbursements.
Okay.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Are you talking about the difference between this number here and this number here?
Yes.
Okay, so then if I think if you were to add.
This number here. That's your April.
Where?
Your April financials.
So, okay. This one?
That one in your other hand.
That's one back here.
Right there.
Gives you total expenses for the month of April, which shows 33,000. I'm just wondering.
Oh, on top of the 28 that was in the
yeah,
other?
Yeah, is it the additional 5,000 for the capital outlay? Or yeah. I just didn't know what it was. The difference was.
Well, let's add those two up and see. Maybe that's it.
Thomas, where is that? He's talking about that.
No, oh my God, it's the last piece.
Okay.
This one, right?
Yeah, he wants to know what that difference is. If
these two. Okay.
Just wonder.
It doesn't add up, but.
If we're adding the capital outlay to the expenses, then that could be the difference.
It's not though. That's
the 5743.76. It comes to 33,941.48. So I don't think that's it.
But I could be missing something. Real possible. Really would know that.
I just don't understand what his question. Why am I not understanding what he's asking?
I think he's saying here the total disbursement says 28,197, right?
Okay.
And that's including this, right?
It's including yes.
But
payroll.
Then
yeah.
Yeah, but then when you come to this, we're saying that our total expenses were 33,294. So what you're saying is the difference in the number is, he's asking, is it this capital outlay? But if we were to add, I don't think it is, because if you add those two up, they don't add up to this number.
No.
So I think he's just asking, what is the difference between the total disbursements on this summarized one versus the profit and loss?
I'll have to look into that. Okay. I wasn't prepared for that. I apologize.
That's it for now.
Okay. Tammy, these are prepared by...
This is a QuickBooks report.
Okay. Okay.
So the way it's jumbled in there, you know, I didn't, you know that was questions and answers, so I'll look into that.
Okay.
How that works.
And does our accountant that we're paying for on a quarterly basis, does she even look at any of this stuff?
Or yes, she does check.
Okay.
Okay. Do we want to push this off before we approve this?
No.
If there's a discrepancy?
No,
I think we should.
For me, anyway.
Yeah. I'm not sure how it would reconcile if there's a discrepancy. So that's why I have to look into it.
Okay.
Because it wouldn't reconcile if there was a discrepancy.
Okay, can we push this off and do the April and the May together next month?
If that's what you guys want.
Okay.
As long as she
Chrissy,
finds
is
out
that
what
you'd like
doing.
To do? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then let us table this item to the next board meeting, and we'll review the April 2023 and May 2023 financials and get the answer to that question if we can.
Yes, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're moving on to item number 9, Music in the Pines variance request, discussion, and possible action.
Okay, I don't see anyone here. So Music in the Pines has been happening in town forever. It's a free nonprofit community event. All the bands are paid for with donation, and the Lions Club provides insurance for the event. So they are asking for a variance for June 29th, July 13th, July 27th, and August 10th for use of the parking lot.
Could you read those? Oh, okay, if it's on the variance. Okay, 29th, 13th, and 27th, August 10th. Okay.
Okay, so they're asking for a variance of the entire parking lot fees for the four events?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we usually give it to them in the past because they don't charge and it's a community event and they're nonprofit.
Question. Don't look surprised now.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Since the Lions Club is, I guess I thought it was disbanding, but it's not. It's just got a new president and whatever. So they didn't dump it from the national. Are they still doing the insurance through the Lions Club for this event? Has that changed at all or not?
We're not Lions anymore.
Right. I mean, we were told by Dan Campbell that the Lions Club handles their insurance.
Okay, the only reason I question it is simply because I heard that there was a change. And I thought they had disbanded the local Lions Club, but they haven't. So as long as they're still picking up the insurance, then that's okay with me. I agree that I think it's one of the few variances that seem to be okay.
Okay.
Oh, I got a smile from the girl
in that one. I think I didn't expect that, but yeah, I do agree. It's,
you know, that is pretty much a community type of thing. It's not just a, you know, a committee or an organization that's got 20 people or 10 in it. This gets a lot of people from the town to go through. Besides our GM, you know, threaten me with violence if I say anything.
Okay.
Check your brakes.
That too, yes.
Do any other board members have questions or about this? Normally we have somebody representing here.
Yeah.
So.
What days? Those are Thursdays?
Those are all Thursdays.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been going on for many years and always Thursdays, four Thursdays.
Well, I move that we give them, or that we pass the variance for Music in the Pine on those 4 days.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. The motion carries and that variance is approved. Thank you. Okay. Item number 10, Tri-Community Co-op variance request.
Unfortunately, Michelle now works on Tuesday nights, so she couldn't come tonight. So, Michelle has been running the co-op for years. She did have a contract with the county that allowed her to come in on non-business hours and set up and store her stuff. We're just trying to get, you know, in line with everyone and want the board to be aware that this is happening. She comes on the night usually before, we'll store her produce here as long as no one's in the building. Or she will show up at 6 a.m., which is before her application time. This is the issue. We're billing her for the hours that she's in using the building, which is for storage also. So she's asking for the request to not be billed for when she comes in to set up or to store her stuff.
Do we know how many hours that is that takes?
It's approximately 2 to 3 each time, 2 to 3 hours each.
Every
2 weeks.
Okay, so twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she has she been paying that up until now, those 3 hours?
No.
Okay.
No. We're.
She wasn't billed them, though, either.
Correct. We have people put on their application that they're going to be here from 8 to noon. Okay, if that's what you're here, great. But if you show up at 10 and don't leave till 7, we're going to bill you. Because you're occupying our building. You're occupying our parking lot. You know, you put on the application 8 to 10, but you're using, you know, you're here. So we're just trying to make it more where if you, you know, you need extra time to set up, that you should pay for it like everybody else. You know, everyone should have the same rules is what where we're getting. So, you know, if co-op can get away with doing it, who's to say that the next group can't? You know, I don't know how to say this, without, you know, but...
Do you have this scenario happen with other groups? Like, do you have other groups that come in, like, say, bingo or the different events we have here that take extra time before, extra time after that they're not being billed for setup and takedown?
Farmers market.
Just the farmers market we are having issues with. And it's...
So is this something that on the... Is this something on the staff level that you guys as staff would like to see happen that will help streamline, like, what's going on with...
We need some... We need more... This is the way it is. Farmers market once closes the parking lot at 2. They are showing up at noon. They're so, not leaving till 7:30.
So to me, that it would make sense to me that maybe instead of coming at this from one specific variance that's brought forward by the co-op, that we come back with maybe our rental, you know, agreement or rental rules, and we go through it as a board and we look at it and we say, you know, this is what we've been doing so far. Is this working for us? Is it not? This is what's happening with the different, you know, organizations, and this is what we'd like to see change to limit any issues that you guys might be experiencing, because this is just one person kind of asking for this, but it's sounding to me like there's other situations like this, and maybe if it's something that we're seeing as a problem where it's taking more time and, you know, it's costing us money or whatever it is, maybe we need to have a whole look over again of our whole rental agreement.
There are a few that used to come in earlier, and we have nipped it in the bud and with no issues. And then if they know if they need that extra half an hour, then they put it on their application. It's these bigger groups like bingo. You know, we've discussed, well, you're coming in at 3, so we're going to bill you. They paid it, but then they realized, well, then we're going to come in at 4 because that's what our app. Or they need to change the app. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're just people come wandering in an hour before their time. You know, we want to know who's in the building, who's doing what, you know. Keys, there's random keys floating around that we've been slowly collecting. We're just trying to make everything
streamlined.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand.
And it's ruffling a few feathers, but not many. Mm-hmm. Not many.
Yeah.
Most of the groups have been amazing. But there's, you know, and granted, Michelle's been doing this for years. The county let her do it, but we're the CSD. I feel maybe we should write a new contract. I don't know, but we're here for guidance, I guess, on this.
A contract specifically with the co-op or a contract just period for our rental agreements, like a new rental agreement that is more streamlined or has stricter guidelines on rentals?
Well, I think the application's okay. Yeah, it's more the variance.
I think she just wants her old agreement that was created with the county those whatever years ago to continue to be honored now.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen it, so I don't know what was said. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't know how to go about approaching the board, you know, with extra hours that, you know.
And we don't have any documentation of that. So mm-hmm. If the board wants to honor that, we can do that in our existing process, which is the form of the variance.
Yeah.
And then at least we would have.
But it's sounding like, though, that you're experiencing this with other people also, mm-hmm. though. So that's where I'm, I guess, asking the board, like, what your thoughts are on that, because this is sounding to me like it's not just this situation. So How do you feel? How do you feel about looking at our agreements again? Because I feel like recently we were talking about maybe doing our, looking at our agreements again and our rates and things like that, just to, because we really haven't done them since we became a CSD in like 2017.
That portion I have no problem at, as far as looking at our agreements. I've been asking for that for 3 years.
Okay.
So as far as this one with the Tri-Co-op, I will say that it's the only organization that I'm aware of that's paid in full of what we build from day one. And she's basically putting stuff in that's, building's not being used. She doesn't close the parking lot like the farmer's market, because that was brought up by someone, in the sense of, you can still park in the parking lot when she's unloading her stuff. She was willing to pay it, and I'm sure she still would. But I think that's one, the shock of all shocks, I would say okay, because she has played by the rules. Now, if this board wants to sit down and go through all the variances and put in a standard thing with no variances, hey, I'm there with you at all. But as long as we're giving people variances for whatever reasons, then, like you say, it's either one for everybody, or, you know, you give the variance where you want to give them. I, you know, she's paying for the building. All she's asking for is a break on getting the stuff in here. And she doesn't bother people parking in the parking lot the whole bit. If you look at farmers, they got a sign out there that says, you can't, it's our thing from 2 o'clock on, and they're coming even earlier than that. So, you know, if Tri-Co-op needs to use the parking lot, then yeah, they should pay for it. But all they're doing is just putting the stuff in the building. And I know, totally weird come from, but I'm sorry that Michelle's not here. I forgot she works on Tuesdays. But that's my point of view on this one. We either do it for everybody or we don't do it for anybody.
And Michelle does not make a profit.
No.
Just to, you know, throw that in there.
And she hasn't been billed for the additional time. She's been allowed to bring her stuff in. If we said, no, you can't, I know her, she wouldn't. You know, she'd do what she needs to do to get her every 2 weeks up and running and done. But to try to put her in the same category as the farmer's market people, no way. For me, anyway.
I don't mind this, because she has already been doing this, and so this feels like she's just trying to kind of make it official.
Yeah.
But I do have issues with other people taking advantage of that. So I'm not sure how to go about this. This is like a written document that we've approved for you to be in here when it's not business hours. But I do think that we maybe need to go over our agreements and work something out if the farmer's market is showing up 2 hours early.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not opposed, Angela. I know you end up catching all the crap by doing the billing, but I'm not opposed to us changing the stuff and putting it in. But you need to know, when we tried to go from $15 an hour to $16 an hour, we had, you know, torches and pitchforks in here for the farmer's market, that the world was going to end and that their business was going, you know, out the window, and they were ticked. And unfortunately, at that moment in time, the board said, okay, and we didn't do it. So we kept it at the $15, an exorbitant amount of money on an hourly basis for a full haul. They'd rather go down to the new church and pay $50, I guess. And that's me getting into my stupid stuff, so I'll stop there. But anyway, that's my point. We've got, you know, a total of 4 votes. And, you know, one of them might say, okay. What the other three do, that's up to you guys and how you feel about it. That's all.
Thank you. Christy, do you have any thoughts on it?
I mean, I'd be fine with doing the variance, but I do agree that we should probably, in a broader sense, be more specific and look at the terms of the agreements, make sure that that they're followed, unless, you know, obviously they have a variance or something on file.
Yeah. I agree. I just would like to hear from staff. Like, I feel like what we're hearing right now is you're telling us that there's an issue that you'd like to have resolved, right, by the board. And so I feel that maybe tackling that through this particular variance maybe is not the right way to really handle that particular issue. But if you guys could identify, like, the issue within maybe the contract or the agreement that we have that goes out to people and how you think that we could fix it and it could be more efficient, maybe we could agendize that as a whole for an agenda item maybe in our next board meeting so that we can go back over it and you guys tell us procedurally what works best for you and the problems that you're having and how you think we could resolve them, if that makes sense. That's just the way I see it, because I see this as just one organization, but I would like to know how it's running just overall. Okay. And what can be fixed to streamline it for you guys.
And if we do that for our next meeting, we need to make sure that it gets out to the public, so it's going to affect everybody if, in fact, we're serious about changing the regs as far as variances and that type of thing.
Do you want us to bring it back with a rate increase? Because we've been playing with it a little bit.
Yeah,
Angela has it pretty good, but no, I'd love to bring it before everybody. But we'd like to discuss raising the rates also a couple bucks.
Yeah, well, that's up to the board.
Do it all at the same time.
Yeah, all I'm saying is if, in fact, that portion is going to be on the agenda, that we make sure we let the community know that that's something that's on the agenda. This board is the one that's going to make the decision. But we should hear from the community, as long as there's no, you know, pitchforks and everything else coming out. But when people are interested in an issue, it's amazing how many more seats we've got to put out in the audience.
And the agenda is posted the Friday before the meetings.
And I mean, it doesn't have to be like, oh, we're raising the rates next month. It's like we can start this conversation to start talking about the agreement again and what it looks like and what we're charging so that everybody's aware of everyone's being charged, because people probably aren't even aware of what we're charging right now. So if we can use that as a, you know, a beginning of a discussion.
Yeah, however you guys want to do it.
Yeah.
Fine.
So,
you know,
yeah, I think we're all
block it.
Yeah, in agreement. But I think it would be good just, you know, for us as a board to look at it again, because I know we have new board members who haven't looked at it. And,
no, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
They should know what's on it.
Okay.
Should I ask a question? Can I have a line?
No. If you could just speak your name, full name. Thank you.
Name and address. Vicki Reining. I would just be interested in knowing who has the contracts. And how many variances do we have right now?
Thousands.
No, but I mean, you know, it'd just be interesting to know how much money the CSD is forfeiting.
Mm-hmm. We can do that.
I have a question. Is there language in our agreement that says anything about if you show up early or if you're outside of your hours or whatever, you're going to be charged for that?
It doesn't state it specifically like that. It just states that you must include your setup and breakdown time in the times on the application.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we add that in, or at least, like, talk about adding that in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we can even put something like, unless you have a variance for whatever, because then if we approve this today, then that, like, excuses Michelle, but lets everyone else know moving forward. You're going to be here 2 hours earlier. You're going to pay for those 2 hours.
Yeah.
How would that affect, like, an existing
contract? So we should definitely talk about that when we agendize it, because right now
we're talking about just this specific variance, so we really can't be talking about like the specifics of it, but I would like to agendize this for next month, and if you could gather together our agreement and potentially the list of like the variances we have so we can understand how much we are helping. Yeah, that would be good to know. So as far as going back to this specific variance, does the board have any other comments, or would anyone like to put a motion forward?
I'll put a motion that we approve this variance of business only billing for the time. Is that how I would say it? Request not to pay for rent on non-business hours. Basically, their setup. I would put out that as a, what am I saying? No, I meant, what's it?
You'd just like to move to approve this variance?
That's the word.
Okay. I'll let you say it though.
What did I just fucking do?
I'd like to move to approve this variance.
Oh, thank you.
I'll second.
We have a second. Okay, this is tricky. Let's start over because Director Albers just walked in. So to include her in this, I'd just like to report it is 6:18 p.m. and Director Albers has joined us for this meeting. And on the table, we have Vice President Franklin, who made a motion to approve the rate variance request from the Tri-Community Co-op, and Director Claiborne seconded the motion. So all those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? The motion carries. Thank you.
Wow, Chuck.
He did two of them
today. Oh, my gosh.
All righty. Thank
start
you.
Start on me, Sadie.
All righty. Moving on to item number 11, proposal from Edie and Payne to perform audit services for fiscal year 2022-2023, discussion and possible action.
Okay. Fortunately, Brendan couldn't be here, but this is, I believe, our last audit. Weren't we supposed to have four or five?
Under this contract, yeah.
The end of the contract. So
five, I think.
This will be number five.
Our last audit with
this particular
contract.
It was required.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
LAFCO, I think, required the first 5 years that we be audited, so this is our fifth and final one, and then I believe it's every other year.
Okay,
that.
I was going to ask what the audit procedure is following this. Every other year?
Double check on that.
Thank you.
It'll be, I'm sorry, Madam President. It'll be every year.
Every year. Oh, it is every year.
Okay, I apologize.
Thank you.
Okay. But they can reapply to be considered.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me.
Thank you.
So this is pretty much, you know, they're going to come in, do the same thing. They've always done, and they are asking, you know, for us to sign their acceptance letter for them to proceed.
So this is just for this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so they've been our auditor for the past, since the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe this is year five of our five-year contract.
I'm pretty sure this, yes.
Okay. And so far, we've been happy with their performance. And,
yes, they're actually,
they're super
good. I really
good.
Like them, yes.
They go above and beyond
they
what
do.
They should with us.
They really
they're
do.
So nice.
They're great.
Okay.
Like I said, Brendan is sorry he couldn't be here. But if anyone has any questions, he said I can take them and email or call him. And
on page
he can
six
contact
of the
you.
Contract. It's up in the right-hand corner.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they talk about our fees are based on the amount of time required at various levels of responsibility plus actual out-of-pocket expenses. Invoices will be rendered every 2 weeks and payable upon presentation. We estimate our fee for the audit to be around $15,000. Question is, do we know what we've ended up paying them every year, the total amounts?
Last year was just a tad over $15,000. It was like $15,700.
Right.
And that was due to the fact they had to help with some coding issues.
Right.
But they've $15,000. Then the year before, I think, was just a tad more also for the setup of the QuickBooks.
Right.
So $15,000.
So basically,
they're pretty,
that's a ballpark.
And this
number.
Year, I'm hoping for a really, really clean audit.
Yeah.
I'm like excited. So.
Yeah.
hopefully it'll be just a flat 15, and they won't have to do any extra.
That was just a question. I think they've done well for us. I hate that they're using the government basically protocols to do it. It drives me crazy. But I don't understand it. That's my problem. I'm not an accountant.
It's,
but it drives me crazy. You know, I look at cash in, cash out. If they got all this government stuff that they've got to do, and I think my last question to Brandon was at the end of the presentation the other time was, are we in the red or in the black? So at least I got that answer.
Yes.
But no, I think that's, you know, in the ballpark. And it is in the budget, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments about this particular item? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve this proposal?
I'll make the motion to approve the proposal.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item number 12, resolution 2023-03, appropriations limit for 2023-2024, discussion and possible action.
Okay. Me again, I guess.
Yeah.
With the calculations, I again tried to do it myself this year, and I asked for the approval of the auditor, and he ended up pretty much just doing it. So these calculations have been approved and calculated by our auditor. So these should be 100%.
Steve, Mr. Kennedy, can I please ask if you could give just like a description for the public of what we're doing here with the appropriations limit, just so that we can get an explanation for everyone? No, that's okay.
Yes, Madam President.
Thank you.
The appropriations limit is what's called, also called the GAN limit, which is something that public agencies are required to adopt every year before the end of the fiscal year, so by June 30 of every year. And what it does is it sets a limit on the amount of tax revenues that the district can receive without having to go back and refund to the constituents. When the district was formed, a provisional appropriations limit was established, subject to the permanent appropriations limit being adopted by the community through at the next district general election. So the community did hold an election where the permanent appropriations limit was formally adopted by a vote of the people. And then every year following that, the board can adjust that appropriations limit based upon cost of living issues and population issues, those two factors. And so what you have are the calculations that have been prepared by the auditor that reflects those two calculations. It shows that there was a small reduction in population, but the change in per capita income in the state led to almost a 4% adjustment. So it would bump up this year's appropriations limit from $746,000 to almost $776,000. So that's really what it's for. The district's, the money that the tax money that's received by the district does not, or and the budget that's adopted by the board does not create any problems that would exceed that amount. So it's pretty much a ministerial act that the board takes every year to ensure that that you're meeting the GAN requirements based upon the permanent appropriations limit that was established by vote of the people.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Steve, this is Chuck. I know odd, right?
That's why I like the explanation.
According to this, we had a change in the per capita income. It went up, and I forget when, a few months back, before we started working on the budget, I remember Vicki from the audience had talked about more people moving in, different homes being sold, whatever. But how has this affected the actual property taxes that we are supposed to get as a district coming in here? I know we can't go over this without going to a vote for the people and that type of thing. But I think this was in the 600 category, wasn't it, Natalie, when we first did this back in 2017?
It might have been less than that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think it was less than that.
I don't know. Have we gotten the increase in property taxes? Would be one question. Another question would be, since we are a community service district, do we have any right for any of the sales tax money, whatever percentage it is, 0.05 or 1%, coming to us?
I already asked about that.
No. Okay, good.
I did last month.
And they said what?
No.
Did they give you an explanation, or it's just, no, we're not going to tell you? I don't know. I don't know which way it works. I've never worked in government. So.
No, I did. They...
Entitled to the property tax money for our specific functions, so no, they wouldn't give us property tax money for sales tax.
Okay.
Or they wouldn't give us sales tax money, I should say, because we're only allotted that money for
just
our functions.
Okay, just the property tax.
Yes. And then, yes, just property tax.
So sales tax goes to the general
property
fund.
If the per capita is going up, okay, which is what people in the village are earning, does that affect anything with the property taxes if we're selling more homes and we're having more people, whether they're investors or not, buying these homes and doing the, you know, their Airbnb and that type of stuff? Is there any bump up in the property taxes that we have been receiving or not?
Yes, which is why it goes up every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's Steve, there's like a matrix, right, to this every year that factors in that increase. And so that's how they come up, the auditor comes up with these numbers. It continues to increase.
Correct. The state gives the numbers.
Okay, but the actual dollars that we receive that's listed in one of these budgets that says property tax revenue from the state, we know that goes up every year, because this doesn't affect, this is what we can't go over. This is the formula that they've used. I'm wondering, are we getting the hard dollars with all these new sales going on, coming in, and have the auditors, Durst and Payne, or whatever, checked with the county that that's actually happening?
Yes. I mean, I can't speak for the auditors, but yes, every time a property sells, that is going into the property tax.
Could we put a note, Tammy, on there, that one of the questions to ask the auditors?
Yeah, you can explain that. Because last year we had a certain number, and the auditor went back and changed it and increased it. Because Tammy was moderate with it, and he increased it because of the sales.
Doesn't this appropriation, Steve, basically deal with... saving us from having to go for an election type of thing to show what we can get?
No,
not necessarily that. It just, it is a limit on the amount of tax monies that that the district can receive. And so when the board was, when LAFCO set the provisional amount, and then when the board was considering what to place onto the ballot for the community, the board factored in all of the concerns that you raised about you know, property values increasing, maybe perhaps disproportionately to what the factors for consideration for the appropriations limit, you know, specifically the change in per capita income, and all of that, and the board set a very high number beyond that, which was, you know, probably that you would ever exceed, and gave that to the community. I think it was Measure W, and the community adopted that. So the risk that you'll go over that amount is pretty negligible, especially considering the fact that you increase your appropriations limit sort of consistent with what the increases in property values are. So I think you're safe with all of those concerns, that there won't be a chance that the district goes over the amount of that limit.
Okay, what's the negative if the world ended and we did go over that amount? What would happen?
That would have to be refunded. The amount, the overage would have to be refunded back to the state.
Okay. So, yeah, I knew there was something in there as far as we couldn't go above that number.
No, not a right. Difference.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Does anyone have any questions about it? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve this resolution? Actually, I should say, whoever makes the motion, we need to make a correction in the spelling of my name on the back. It needs to be redone because my name's spelled wrong before I sign it. So I would make the motion with that caveat.
Second.
I spelled your name wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, me.
All right. I guess I did make the motion. So I will make the motion to approve Resolution 2023-03, appropriations limit for 2023-2024, with the caveat that you correct the spelling of my last name. And, yes, do I have a second?
Yeah. Chuck, second.
Chuck, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries, and the resolution is approved. Thank you.
I don't know how that happened.
All right. Item number 13, fiscal year 2023-2024 budget, discussion only. So we've got our draft budget here. Who would like to take that away?
Okay. I made a few minor changes. Regarding the office space, we decided to kind of hold off a little bit. I wanted to put the money, in one other place particularly, and that was our administrative staff's payroll. I feel that she is getting a master's, just got her master's degree, and I feel that her pay range is way too low, and I would like to keep her. So I adjusted that on the budget. I increased the pay range from, I believe it was $17 to $20 an hour. I increased it from $20 to $25 to give her a good size pay range on here. I just put the $23.50 as, you know, kind of a middle ground for her next, you know, increase. I know it's a lot bigger than we normally give, but again, you cannot hire somebody with a master's that does the amazing job that this woman is doing for anything less than that. So,
congratulations, Angela.
Thanks.
All right. Can you tell me from last month to this month, when we talked about this, what was your budget last month for the office space versus what you've changed it to now? What's the difference in that?
Okay. Office space, I believe I had that somewhere.
You were budgeting for,
do you remember?
It was $18,000, I believe.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it on here. I'm sorry.
I thought it was 20 with
utilities. Yeah, oh, with the utilities. Okay. You're right. 20,000.
So 20,000 with utilities is what you were budgeting
what
for
we were
last
budgeting.
Year without an employee
correct.
Bump. Okay. Yes. And then
There was
Sorry,
a bump,
I,
but it was a tiny bump.
A tiny bump, okay.
A tiny bump.
Just the cost of living, I believe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would, you know, like I said.
Did we do anything with the parks person? The maintenance, John, from a range standpoint?
That range is 16 to 18, and I would actually like to increase that. Also would be nice.
Do you have that increase in this?
I did not increase it in here. This is at 18 is the max. So for now, that would be
it's
okay.
It's up to you. Right?
But in the future, like next year, when it would be time for a raise, then I would like to increase it.
I mean, I.
But
my opinion only is I would like to raise it now if we can. We're right, so the looking at the overall budget here, so the net income for the year is that we're positive $77,587.
Mm-hmm.
We have three employees that work their butts off every single day. I think it was a wise decision to not open up an office right now because I would like to invest in our employees that are keeping our business going and keep that continuity and structure, and I think that our staff that we have now is more than worth it. So I'm very happy to see that switch in the budget itself. And let me reiterate, 77,000 positive for the budget of next year. 77,000 that we can allocate in certain places. We already have money in the bank. We're in a good spot right now. I would like to pay our employees fairly. And I say fairly because we're at the bottom of the pay range for all of the community service districts across the entire state. And I think that we can do better. It's my opinion.
It would
Thank
help
you.
In hiring employees.
Yes. Let's pay them fairly.
And keeping them.
You can make more money at McDonald's right now.
Uh-huh. It's true. It's true.
Okay. And from last month to this month for administrative staff, what was the adjustment here? I see 41,000. What was on it last month? What was it budgeted?
The projected.
Unless I'm looking at the wrong
year?
Thing.
Projected draft.
Yes.
The draft from last month.
Let me see.
I'm sorry, I don't have it with
these
me.
These are so
I'm just trying to do the.
No, you're good.
Cost.
Here, it's probably easier if you just look.
Yeah, okay. No, that's what I'm looking at now, but that's okay.
Oh,
that's okay. I was
I
just
can get that for
that's
you.
Okay. That's okay. I'll let others ask questions.
The solid waste fees, is that on purpose that June would be 3,700 when every other month is 20,000?
I can't hear you.
I said
yes, because every month they vary. It could be 2%, one, you know. So I just plugged numbers in to make the end number.
Okay.
Because it every year is different. To compare month to month, it's that drastic. So I just kind of was just trying to get the in line on that one.
And that's the solid waste fees
that's,
for when people go to the dump?
No, that's our solid waste fees that we pay to the county for CRNR to take it.
Got it.
Yes.
To take trash from
this
our
is,
business.
This
yes.
is under income, not what we're paying out, right? There's those solid waste fees, I see. But yeah, this is under income.
Oh, we have the income. Oh, the solid waste fees. That's our franchise fee.
Well, you have a franchise fee of $8,000.
Oh, that's
across,
right.
And then solid waste fees is 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. But then we have 37.50. So I didn't know if it was purposeful or.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat? I didn't hear your question.
So line 4300 solid waste fees under income is what she's asking about, right?
Ah, sorry. Okay.
So that's different. So there's 20,000, 20,000, 20,000, 20,000, 10,000, 20, 20, 20, 20, and then in June 2024 is 3,750, which is way less than the other months.
Honestly, that comes part of the property tax. Like when you see that huge deposit, it's split between the property tax and the solid waste fee, and that I'm going to have to look into that part because I honestly am not really clear on that. To why we would get
213 seems normal, though.
Three on that.
That's how much it usually is at the end of the year. 213 split with the 180. Lovely's franchise fee.
I actually kept it the same because last year we proposed really high. We didn't even come, we were probably 30, 40,000 shy, so I went ahead and just kept it to be more, try to be a little more actual, but I can increase it.
And I'm not asking you for to increase it. I was just making sure that right, that wasn't an error
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. No. I've never honestly really been explained what that is, so that's something I really need to look into for just my own knowledge, too, and I will definitely get back to you on that.
And just double-checking another...
It comes as one deposit, and then I have to allocate it between the two. It comes on a thing, but I never really thought about why we get income for solid waste.
And this is the first year that we've had it coded correctly, so just
yes.
maybe double-checking that those
yes.
are the correct numbers for both, because they look right. They look
they
how
are.
They should...
They are.
But just double-checking
yes.
up Brendan, maybe.
Because we fixed them at the end of the
yep.
year. So
lost on it.
Yes.
Would that be for the dump carts? The 8514 or 8614 or whatever it is? Is that how that's split up? Because
yeah,
that comes out of property tax.
Exactly.
So that's the dump card, the 8514 comes out of our property tax, and it might be just spread out the way that they put this together.
Because it doesn't say solid waste fees on the deposit.
Mm-hmm,
it says literally property tax.
Yeah, and that's
and
income
then I split it.
For
right.
us. So maybe they just labeled it that way.
Yeah.
I'll look
again,
into
this
that.
Because we get the franchise
correctly.
Fee, and then we
yeah.
get the money for
yeah,
the dump
yeah.
cards. So to me, that would mean it's the dump cards. That's what it looks like
but
to
that
me.
Was,
yeah,
it's
maybe.
The property tax. It's the... No.
Okay, just clarity
I'm
on
look
that.
Into
that's
that.
Okay.
I am, for my... I mean, yeah. I should know that.
I have a question. So for the dance classes, I know that, like, they're starting in the new fiscal year. Y'all are taking the CPR class in this fiscal year. Are you planning on putting those in at all?
I didn't even think about it until you just said that, and I should. Yes.
Okay.
I really should,
I
so add the dance class.
Softball, but not that.
This just happened, the dance class,
yeah.
literally, like, Friday.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't even think to slam it in there. So you would add an additional approximately $1,500 for the dance.
Income or cost?
Income.
Income. Cool. That's after all the cost. You missed that. Oh,
sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
Sorry.
I forgot. And these were with three years of, you know, comparisons
yes.
and.
Chuck, did you have questions or comments?
No.
Really?
No, I mean that. I don't mean that in a sarcastic way.
No,
I
was expecting
sure.
them.
Did you include an increase in salary for yourself in this estimate?
Not as. Bigger percentage is administrative assistant. I only
okay.
went up like 4% because
okay.
you guys were. That's a. Question.
How much is cost of COLA?
I'm sorry.
How much is COLA? Cost of living increase. Steve, do you know? Is it 2 or 3%?
Mr. Kennedy, do you know what the cost of living
increase
is?
Well, it depends on which index you're using. A number of the clients that I've represented have been around the 8% mark.
And that's for based on an index that normal people go off of. I don't know how to ask that. That's based on like a state of California cost of, because I believe it.
Well, yeah, it's you know, there's various indexes, and even the one that's...
Well.
Applied for CPI is one that is broken down into different sort of municipal areas, and I think the one that's most often used is the Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario area,
yeah.
would probably be the one that applies to you, and it's around 8%.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. That answers that. So
I want to say I did mine at like 4.
Yeah, you did 4. So I would like to see cost of living increase of 8% based on the index, plus perhaps more because she's been doing this job now for a year. I don't know what you guys would agree to above that, but at minimum, I would like to see an 8% increase for cost of living increase. Adjustment
for
to
Tammy.
This budget. Yep.
Okay.
Because I think that's important to adjust to the budget.
Okay. And so that 8% would go on top of the 55,000.
Correct. Okay. Would be an additional
so,
4%.
So she did 4% increase. Yeah, correct. So an additional 4% minimum I would like to see for cost of living increase. Because that's just inflation where we're at in this world. But I also think that she's been doing this job for a year now.
Over a year.
Over a year now. Well, officially, officially for a year over. But so I would like to see above that, but that's up to the rest of the board's discretion. But I would like to emphasize a cost of living increase. And also I think that should be noted in the administrative assistant's salary too. That the cost of living increase is 8% in our area. So, you know, the increase that Tammy did for that salary range is really not that much more than
It really wasn't.
So that's my point, is that that should be bare minimum is 8%.
So are you saying that the range, if it's approved, that you wanted the range to be more than 20 to 25? For the administration?
It depends. How much? It depends. I would like to see 8% minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying there?
Yes.
For maintenance, too. We need cost of living increases.
No, that's
across
fair.
The board, 8%.
So was the 4% added to these
so
projections
be,
already?
It was
so
4% was added, so 4% more for Tammy. How much did
not
you
just Tammy
you didn't
though
touch,
for all?
Correct.
Of them?
No, she did touch and did it higher than 4%.
I raised administrative
Angela.
Staff. Mine, I did 4%, and Park, I think I left the same.
Okay, so 8%.
So you'd have to add 8% on top of this Park.
So 8% for Park, 4% for Tammy, and how much did you increase? Admin assistant. Do you know the percentage?
Well, what was she at before versus what she's at now from an hourly wage?
18 to 25.
You put in the 23. You put in the budget.
23.50.
Well, I went higher, but we did negotiate different.
Yeah.
But we put up to 20.
Okay. I don't know math.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what number we decided on. It was at 18, and it's now at what?
23.50.
Well,
as she put in the budget.
We decided.
Yeah, that's what she's.
You guys decided of what's on the budget right now, the for the administrative staff at 41,000.
And that's at 23.50.
It's at 25.
At 25.
But in the budget, you put
so
23.50, right?
Yes.
So what's the 25?
The top of the pay range.
But she didn't.
But
okay, so I'm just asking, what are we at now?
Is.
So we started at 18. We're now at 23.50.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what's shown reflected in this number.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. But nothing has changed in this 24,000, right? For the
no.
park maintenance.
That one, no.
I see.
Because
okay.
he wasn't at the top of the scale, but it would be nice if we could, you know, raise it.
Okay.
Maybe get someone to
show. So, Sadie, you're suggesting that with this 24,000 that we add 8% to that?
Here, I have the previous budget.
Is that what you're suggesting?
24 is admin assistance different?
No.
That's park.
Park, yeah, 8%, I would, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. What are you saying, 23,000?
Mm-hmm.
What number are you looking for?
So, what, you're looking for a particular number in here?
No.
So you're going to do it for us?
8%
or... So, this is the increase.
For parks?
No. That's what we was added to admin.
Yes, that's what it said. That was a 23% difference, mm-hmm. and I think that that includes the 4%.
What's the dollar amount?
$5.50 is the additional per average, but I think it's 23% increase.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it was a good
we have a
increase.
Total for it. What's the total now?
48%.
That is the increase. Total.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're asking me. I apologize.
Right now, you just talked about an 8% increase.
Oh, you're talking about for park? 2,000.
Yes, it'd be about 2 grand.
Overall.
Park, it would be 25,920 versus 24.
Okay.
How much per
and
year
for
park?
Oh, 24.
Our administrative assistant?
It would be the same.
24,000? Because he's part-time.
Part-time? No, for admin.
Oh, admin.
I said park,
yeah,
zero.
No.
I did. I did say park.
You say
40, I'm going to
for the park.
Zero, I think. Let me redo it again.
That's okay.
I just deleted it.
No, you're good. I just want to make sure we were on the same
page. It was like 1,900.
I think
Yeah.
I got 1,824.
Okay, for admin here, for admin, I would like to add an additional 4% because I believe you included the 4%.
Already.
Okay. So 4% additional would be a total of 42,640.
So you're going to add an additional
4% to get to her to 8% for cost of living.
But she already went up 23%. So
because that included a 4% cost of living increase plus her master's.
No. Tammy is, she gave her 4%, but hers is 23%. Angela's is 23%.
I still think
this was in the closed session.
Am I tripping here?
A little.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Step back. Back to parks. 8% for parks.
Yeah. So you would just.
Yeah.
How much does he get? 20.
It was 20.
It's like 1,900.
22.
How much a year does he get?
24.
So it would be.
19%,
right?
Okay. So 25,920. Would just. To clarify, just the cost of living increase. I still think our employees need a little bit more. That's just my opinion. They do a great job. Life is expensive right now.
Yeah, for everyone.
Have you tried to buy an avocado lately? It's expensive. We figure out Tammy's plus 4%. What is her
it's
yearly?
An additional 44.16.
What's her yearly?
55,200.
55.
So,
well, you already in Tammy's it's already factored in the 4%, right?
4%.
So we're only
doing
4%. On
so
top
the,
four more. So
it
it's 22.08 is the extra 4%. So
57,408 is the total.
Yes.
Again, I think they deserve over the cost of living increase. In my government jobs in the past, just food for thought, I used to get a 2% increase each year above the cost of living.
Okay, so basically, what we're talking about here is changing everything that we have in this draft budget and increasing it. Instead of $120,200, we're increasing it to $125,968. So it's a $5,768 difference, $5,768 difference that you'd like to propose that we add onto this next budget.
That is bare minimum that I would like to propose. I think that our employees deserve a 2% increase beyond that. And Chuck can fight me on that.
And what we were talking about last month was getting office space for $20,000, right?
Correct.
So we're saving, even with making this increase for our staff, we're still saving, you know, $14,000 from what we were talking about with office space, right?
Correct.
Well, no. How much, we're not factoring in what the actual increase from this one was, right? So if we did, like, because we wanted to know the number before, right? So it's not mm-hmm. just six. There's going to be whatever that additional was for that. So we're still saving money, regardless yeah. either way, but I don't think it's $14,000. But it's still so good.
I still would like to see another 2% for Tammy and Perks.
2% because
above cost of living increase. So cost of living increase,
total
10% increase. I know that sounds crazy, but the cost of inflation, the cost of this. So Steve said just the index of our area around here is the cost of living increase of all of that. So again, going back to even my broke cities that I used to work for, you would get the COLA every year. You would get the COLA, the cost of living increase adjustment, plus a 2% every year that you worked and did good job and you got positive reinforcement, all of that, you would get a 2% every year in addition to the cost of living increase. And the cost of living increase is bare minimum. Like any of our employees can go anywhere else and get that cost of living increase anywhere you go. And even just part-time jobs, you would get that anywhere. So that I don't think that should be factored in as, like, a promotion or a raise or any of that, because that is just to survive. It is so expensive right now, the cost of inflation and gas and groceries, and we have the money. We're ending at a whatever, I forget the number, but a lot of money. And to give another $2,000 to our employees because they're doing a good job, I think is so worth it.
Like, I have no problem doing that, but just... I work for a huge company, and we don't usually give over 5%. So, I mean, I'm not saying no, but you can't just go anywhere and get huge 10% raises. Like, that's just not going to happen. I'm okay with it. I'm just saying I don't think we should make the blanket statement.
I agree.
Statement
I think that usually COLA is 2% in my experience. But I do think that this is a very tricky time in the world.
I think if we look at it from the perspective of this is what we were going to spend, and we're not going to do that now, then it makes this more feasible. Especially if we can retain the staff that we have.
Correct.
And trust
and
know that they'll do a good job. So I'm okay with that.
And I mean, we did, Michelle and I were on the committee to try to find a general manager and just qualified staff up here. And it is so hard to find qualified staff for part-time positions. We're not paying benefits. We're not paying pension. You cannot go to a different government job and not get a pension. And all of this, they're making bare minimum and they're making it worth our while. In this town, we're not renting an office space right now just because it is, I think, more beneficial to the taxpayers to have qualified staff and to have programs. And you already see that with the dance, and I saw a toddler program, which is huge to me. I have a toddler. So I think we're moving in the right direction, and I would like to invest in our staff, and I think it's huge. We're in a great financial position. Let's get more programs. Let's get more financially stable, and I think this is how you do it, and let's pay our staff fairly. I know it sounds crazy right now, but just the cost of living right now is crazy. So I'd like to see COLA, and I would like to see an increase to our staff's pay.
Chuck, Alexis?
No, well, I know you want to spend the money. Are you going to take any of that windfall of $77,000 net income or profit or whatever you want to call it for a government, and how much of that do you want to, which is on the agenda for reserves? So you're not going to have the full 77,000 at this moment in time. Do they deserve it? Yeah. Does everybody in this friggin' state deserve it? Yeah. But you know, I'm looking at right now our total income is $522,760. Our appropriation is at $775,000. So we got another $200,250 that we could, if, the property went up and those type of things, that's out there that we could without getting into our worst case scenario. But right now we're looking at $522,000. You mentioned your time in, is it the police department, where you were working for the government and the whole bit?
A lot. Yeah.
Did they have $500,000 total revenue budget, or was theirs a little bit higher?
I think it was less, to be honest.
Ones. Oh, really? Yeah. I'd love to see that.
I will show you.
I don't believe it.
Well, I'll pull it up
right
now.
It's one thing to say everybody deserves it, which they do. They're doing a good job. But the reality is our revenue is not in the same ballpark as some of these other CSDs around that you've mentioned many a time. It's just not there. Now, you want to take it down to zip and get everybody paid and everybody happy, give every variance that you have. I would like you to let the people know in the audience, how much are you going to assist them for more tax dollars when we need more money in order to address all these things? Just, you know, throw it out. What do you think would be legitimate to put on people's homes? A use tax. It's a use fee. Because a tax they'd have to vote on. Mm-hmm. But a use fee, just so everybody knows, there's only three people that need to vote yes. Out of five that are on the board. This doesn't go to the community. So if you're a senior citizen, and hopefully we'll have some programs for them, but if we can't afford it because we don't have the revenue, even though the 70 is there, or if we want to dip into our reserves, you know, more power to you. But eventually somebody's going to pay for it. And who is the only one that can pay for it? The citizens of Brentwood, the community. And I'd just like to know what your thought is as far as how much of the use fee. And this has nothing to do with Angela or Tammy or any of that. They're great workers. They do a lot of stuff for this community. But the reality is we can end up paying them and then just say, Rita, we need to assess use fees for you.
And then I'm
going to
get a pitchfork.
Yes.
I'll be there with you, Rita. I hear you, Chuck. But from what I'm looking at is that, yes, we will be ending this fiscal year with $77,587,000 positive to add to our current bank balance of $513,473.
That's as of April. You haven't got what we spent.
Savings account, am I off on this? $318,000. I hear you, and I know that, I don't know if I missed the where we have to put money into reserves for capital, which was $70,000.
$300,000 for the park, that's going to go, just so you know.
Did I miss 300? That we owe 300,000 for the park. Did I miss that?
We already paid. We paid that.
Okay, so we paid that. Is that gone from this, or we paid that? That's from the state, and from we did not pay $300,000 for the park. Am I correct?
No.
So we did not pay $300,000 for the park.
Yes, I know. We got 180 from the state.
Also from the donations, right?
80,000, yep. 82,000 from donations.
And the state paid still owes us about 18. The retention, the final 10%.
Okay, so we don't have 300,000 missing.
So this will increase by 18,000.
Tammy, so your April financials that show we have over 500,000 sitting there, that does not incur, that included the payments that we made without getting reimbursed, so we still have $500,000?
No.
I don't think that included that. I don't see that in here. The check to the Innovative Playgrounds.
Innovative Playgrounds check was cut May 2nd or very beginning of May. So then what are you asking me?
He's asking if that's in this financials, which
the answer is
no.
No, because I paid it in May.
Yeah.
You just answered your own question.
His point is that we do not have $500,000 in the bank account, which I believe. So is it 500 minus 300 is his point is we have no money and that we now have to assess fees on all of the taxpayers.
I know. No, we got the grant money. The only thing we put out on ours is the $25,000.
Correct.
So I think if we were just to put to your point, like the 10, right, which would actually be an additional 6 for Tammy and 10 for, is it John?
Yes.
Is it John? The addition to this budget or the subtraction from our profit would be about $5,000.
Correct. So then we're ending at 72.
It's 5712. Exactly. So that we would subtract whatever the.
So 77. So I'm trying to understand too. When you said, Sadie, that the park, the admin staff, now is a 23% increase from what it was before.
Not the park.
No, not the park.
Not the park, the admin.
Yes.
So that's a 23% increase. Mm-hmm. And then are you proposing that we add 2% on top of that, 10%?
No, I got shut down on that. So we'll just leave it at a 23.
Okay. I'm trying to understand.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Steve Reining, the state owes us 10%, right, on the park. We have not got that money. Could they, the way the financial situation is with the state, could we have a problem with that being paid?
No.
They owe us $18,000?
Yes.
They can't.
Over what the original payment they gave us.
Right. I mean, so the state couldn't say, listen, we don't, we're billions in the hole. We're getting.
No.
I understand your question because I had that same concern.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I will make a phone call tomorrow.
They have to come. The playground company has to come and inspect the playground, and then they'll pay the remaining 10%. Yes.
Once they sign off.
So
can you, Vicki Reining again? Shouldn't that $18,000 that the state owes, shouldn't that be included in the $522,000? So that would actually bump up that amount.
Mm-hmm. So we're in the positive.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. We're in the positive then of what I'm proposing.
Yes.
So then can we just make the motion that, 23% we did.
Leave it.
Add an additional 6 for Tammy and 10%. For John.
So,
and which is really a difference of $5,712 off of what's listed here.
So that leaves us at a profit of $71,875 for the next fiscal year.
But add in the 18.
Plus,
it's almost 19.
I'll just do 18 to be fair.
It's 90,
so now we're at a positive of $89,875,000 for next year. Spend the money on our employees. That's what I think.
So it's today is discussion only, so we can't really make a motion to do any of that. We can give direction to our general manager to prepare these numbers if this is what we want.
When does this have to be published?
We would have to publish, I believe it's 2 weeks prior to our whenever our budget hearing is, which I believe we were trying to do for the July meeting. So we would have to give this direction and have it prepared, right, Steve, 2 weeks in advance of the budget hearing, which we're trying to do the first week of July. Is that correct?
But we could do so.
That's correct, yes. You would need to, what you're required to do is post a notice of public hearing by the end of this month that the general manager has prepared a proposed budget for the next fiscal year, and then identify, the date of the hearing, which, would be your regular board meeting in July.
When do we have to do it? 2 weeks ahead of time?
That would need to be posted, published 2 weeks in advance.
2 weeks in advance. And the draft budget needs to be published as well? Or just notification of the hearing?
It needs to be available for inspection at that time.
Okay. So we can, because today is discussion only, we can, give this recommendation to Tammy and ask her to prepare these numbers if this is what we want to do. So, there's been a lot of discussion. Does anyone want to discuss this further? Do we feel as a board?
Question.
Yeah.
No,
it's all good.
Please, this is what we're here for.
I know that we talked about, basically gutting that other room. I don't see it on here.
It's
not.
You will next month.
Okay.
You will. Yeah. I'm going to get a couple bids.
Okay.
Okay, cool. That's my only thing.
Thanks.
I think we should ask Tammy to put together a budget, including the raises for the staff and herself. See what the numbers look like, if it's 70 or if it's 80 or if it's 120 or whatever.
Because I'm adding to that, remember.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the actual numbers are.
Absolutely.
We'll know, she'll know a little bit more after our next agenda, which talks about reserves. Because I got a couple questions on that one.
Well, that one, don't be.
So is the direction that we want to go with these particular numbers that we were just talking about as a whole?
Yeah, for the administrative staff? Yeah.
For all three?
And Tammy.
Yeah. We're talking about
staff.
Yes.
And
all
and
staff.
All, yeah,
okay.
All staff.
So,
I feel like somebody that should just make sure that our math is right, though.
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
Double check.
Yeah.
Double
yes,
checker.
Yes.
Sketching
I just put percents down.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
I think. I mean, at least for me, it's 10% across the board, and I think Angela's already gotten that 10%. Mm-hmm. So for everybody else, it would just be meeting that 10% based
yes.
on whatever's in here.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But Angela's at
I'm
23,
not
so she got an additional
30%.
That's
mine is
that's
increased 4,
yeah.
so I'll increase
yeah.
it.
So
it's
Angela.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
And then
the other
John.
And John will be
we'll
the full
10%.
Okay. Yes.
And the budget you present, along with the administrative staff, I'd also like to see the reserves and that type
yes,
of stuff
I agree.
In a different category that shows what we actually have. Now, just so the board knows, if you've read the resolution on the reserves, 4 of the 5 members can vote to use that money if we need to, you know, if something popped up or whatever, and we needed to use that money, as long as we put a plan to replenish it, let's
yeah.
put it that way. So it's not like it's gone.
Correct.
But we ought to start thinking about,
yeah.
you know, what's our fallback position.
That's why it's on here.
Yep.
Can we move
oh,
on?
I know. You
is that
agenda.
Another?
Did
we
just
get
well,
know.
I mean, we're going to discuss it in a couple
okay,
things.
So
right.
we haven't done that yet.
And all I'm asking for is whatever the discussion takes us and whatever direction it takes us on the reserves and that type, that it's shown in the budget that you have to present along with the administrative things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one other question is, are we getting into any kind, well, I can't say it because it's not on the agenda, so
okay.
that's fine.
All
right.
Okay, so Tammy, do you have any questions on that, the particular
nope.
instructions? Okay.
Nope.
All right, then we will move on with... I guess the intention to have our budget hearing for the July regular board meeting. So please, when you prepare that, notice it the 2 weeks in advance so that we can be ready. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item number 14, email service
so
discussion and possible action.
This one I'm excited about.
Yeah. You got back in
here. Angela did a ton of research. And the best that we came up with was what we have proposed. So in a previous board meeting, the board requested that we investigate a new, more user-friendly email server. Although we appreciate the free services provided by UAA, we need an email server that is more efficient and that we can have control over. Adding a new email address to our current server can take up to a few days, along with multiple phone calls to UIA staff. After researching our options, we decided that Microsoft's email option would best suit our needs and is priced lower than other email services.
I would love that because I could also put it on my phone and
yes.
check it if
yeah.
needed and not have
Me
to go
too.
Find a laptop and sign into UIA because I can't really see it on
yeah.
my phone. It's so weird.
So the total for the year is $624, which is not in the budget, but I can add it. And then for an additional $50, they will have a business, you know, assistant tech support for email.
How much?
$50. I believe it's a year.
No, but I mean like the whole, the...
Oh, I'm sorry. $624.
A year.
You don't have a packet.
I might. I just
sorry.
Didn't turn the page.
No, it's all good. No, you're good.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
It's worth every penny. I have been in the midst of disaster in Wrightwood, sending an email to important people, and I have gotten blocked from our email system for 48 hours by sending emails to too many people.
Are you kidding?
Blocked. And I call customer support, and they're like, yeah, we thought it was spam. You're blocked for 48 hours. And I said, it is not spam. This is an emergency. I need to send emails. They're like, sorry. So that, to me, is worth $624
wow.
a year. And that's all
I will say
that.
On the alternative, I will say I use it for work, and I use it for CSD, and I've never had a problem. I guess I'm just naive. I don't have a problem with you. I have never had an issue. I have it on my Outlook. I get it resolved really fast. Customer service is really good. They're local. I just wanted to throw that in there because I think they've done a good job, and they've provided a really great service for us this whole time. So I just want to say that.
They are great service, but like I said, when the two board members joined, how long did it it took weeks to
yeah.
get emails. It took weeks to even get them to be able to use them. That's more the issue. We want some, you know, if we need an email, we need it now. We don't want it.
Do we know, like, about security and stuff like that with Microsoft? Like, that is
top notch.
Yeah.
You could not get better. The other factor I think is important with something like a Microsoft is when we get a public records request, a PRA, is that it is so easy with big companies like this. Like, when a member of the public can request any information, any kind of anything except for including our lawyer, and they're good with PRA requests and will give us all of the documents and everything that we need to hand over to the public, because otherwise our staff is scrambling and asking for records of anything, including this topic, and it's a nightmare.
Angela, can I ask you a question on if we switch over to Microsoft? Is that it? Microsoft?
Yeah.
I have a bunch of stuff on the UIA archives and, you know, stuff that I've saved. I've saved every, you know, packet, you know, for the monthly meetings and I have, 4.5-5 years worth of those packets. Will I be able to transfer those to Microsoft and not lose them?
Yes. So the additional $50, they will provide a service and migrate all of that professionally. It's a very intensive process, and I wouldn't trust myself to do that, and I would trust them to do that. As long as whatever you're referring to is attached to your email or within your email, if it's saved on your computer, that's different. If it's in your email or attached to your email, it will transfer over to the new
house. I don't know. Computer.
Yeah,
it is.
Know.
And also, we have all of those packets already within the district.
All I do is I hit the archive.
Yes.
Yeah, they're on
all
the
of
UIA.
That, yes, within your email, it will transfer over. And then also, I just wanted to add, it's not just about, like, the ease of adding an email or removing an email as board members come in or new employees. It's also about functionality.
Yep.
So we have a extremely limited functionality because what I've come to learn is that UIA's, like, system is older, and for our purposes, like, we don't have a shared calendar, for instance. So it makes it very difficult for Tammy to know, like, if she's at home working and somebody calls her for a reservation, for example, she can't see what is on within our desktop, right? Or if during the snowstorms when we couldn't make it to the office, we couldn't access all of our, you know, programs because we didn't have the potential to do that. So we're using UIA's thing, but through Microsoft, so a lot of what we're able to do, we don't have access to it. So it limits our ability to be efficient and effective.
Well, if I remember correctly, when Wes Zuber, who's the owner president of UIA, left the council, he offered to keep us on the website and that stuff for, I think it was a 5-year, Natalie?
Mm-hmm. I don't recall.
It was
but
5.
It was 5 years, and he said, and for free, no cost, any of that type of stuff. And I've used their people a few times when the Geek Squad screwed me over and I lost stuff, and they came in and they got me back up on the UIA thing. I have had quite a few problems as far as emails from the staff or Tammy dropping off or me just not getting it. Now, it could be me, it could be my computer, it could be Angela who hates me, or
Angela
it could
loves
be,
you.
You know, a lot of different things. I'm not blaming it totally on that. But what I have seen and heard from the staff is they can't do their job without getting UIA involved. Mm-hmm. And that really, you know, the control aspect, even though, Wes has been great with us and for us, but it's time to move on. And I think we need to get more of a professional government type of thing, not that UIA isn't professional, because they are. But they need to be able to go onto our website and put messages or do whatever they need to do for the community without getting permission from UIA. And it's not getting permission, that's probably the wrong word, but getting somebody from UIA to pull down the...
Well, they've already moved on with the website.
Yeah,
they're a new provider on the
our
website.
Our website's not related to...
Which is why it's been
UIA,
updated.
Right?
We hold them. Yeah.
We have a new host server
yeah.
that we work with.
I don't know.
And
I don't,
it's been updated
like
and it,
it
looks great.
I don't like it, and I'm glad that you're getting it all. And like I said, it could be me that's doing this or causing it.
That's not.
You know, I'm willing to acknowledge that aspect, but... I
it's
think
not,
it's time to move on, especially
yeah.
when that's what the staff is asking for. If we're going to pay them more, we ought to give them the tools to do it.
Correct. Yes.
Don't agree with me, Sadie.
I know. It's weird. I'm sad that we don't sit next to each other. I can't kick you anymore.
I tried to have you all next
I know.
To each other.
Next time. I'd like to make the motion that we move forward with this Microsoft proposal for email services.
I'd like to second that motion.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? No.
You
I'm a no.
Oh, okay.
So we got 4-1. The motion carries. Thank you. All righty. Item number 15, skate park dedication, discussion, and possible action.
Okay. Now that Hollis Stewart Park has been completed and opened, I'd like to start planning on the dedication for the skate park again. In August of last year, the board was asked for their permission to add a small pad of cement for more skating area to the skate park. I received a bid from a local licensed contractor, Chris, with Duran Construction, who's willing to perform the work at cost. The board asked to see pictures of the area where the work will be done, which is attachment A, which is the upper part. It's just a big, right now it's just dirt. They bring their own ramps. They use our picnic tables. When the crew that's doing all those donations and stuff, they did go to the skate park to ask the kids what they wanted with the skate park. And, you know, we were thinking benches, shade, all that stuff. But this is really what they wanted, just a little pad added to their area. So I'm asking for the board's approval to have this area filled with cement for our skateboarders. And then the second exhibit B, while I was out there taking pictures, this for you guys, I noticed there's quite a few large cracks in some of the ramps. Exhibit B, the first one being, you know, there's actually a big chunk out of one of the ramps. So I did ask Chris to rebid the job to fill in the cracks also, because, you know, skateboard could get stuck. So I'm trying to find out it here. The total bid what came to $3,700, and that's including the cement pad, which we have $2,100 in donations for that. And then we were hoping that the board can cover the balance, since it would be kind of like a maintenance project, you know. Yeah. I feel that we should be maintaining the skate park. We were approached, you know, to kind of add to it for the kids by the public's donations. The CSD was not approached for a donation, so I don't know if I'm allowed to, but I would like to ask for a little donation to help finish off the skate park for the dedication. Like I said, we have approximately $2,000. We had three. This was all money raised by, they had a big fundraiser at the pharmacy. These are donations from the public. 800 of it went to the dedication signs. And then, like I said, the balance, they would like to fill this in with possibly the help of the CSD. I literally have the bid sitting right here, and it disappeared. It's $3,700 total. It's all right.
So you'd like us to cover the difference of what the donation was to cover the whole amount? So is it like $1,100?
That's what I'm telling them. I have the biz 37 and we have two. So it would be $1,700. And
but it was supposed to be 3,700, not 1,700?
Well, we've raised, or the community raised 3,000. Put 800 of it towards. This was on one day. We just did. They did a quick fundraiser, raised the three, purchased a couple signs. They were then, like I said, they asked the boys what they wanted. They had other things in mind, but they wanted that. So it's a little more than, you know, they had raised. So I just thought it would be kind of nice that.
Is the pad something they would skate on?
Yes.
Okay.
They said they need more room, you know, to skate in. I'm going to have to go reprint it. I did have it.
So, here with circling back while she's looking for that paper, Steve, if you remember correctly when they asked us back maybe a year ago, can we add to the structure of the skate park? Does that change our insurance liability or any of that? Do you remember that? There was a big conversation about all of that.
Yes.
Or maybe Tammy has that answer.
No, during construction, he is insured. So if something were to happen, it would fall upon his insurance. Say, you know, someone comes over and breaks their neck while during construction.
Correct.
But after all that, then no, we're responsible, and adding to the skate park is not going to increase our.
And we've talked to our insurance about that already.
Oh yes. Okay. That was one of the first.
Yeah, because I remember this was a big conversation back when they proposed it initially that it was a challenge with our insurance.
Okay. So I hear that. They raised $3,000. They've spent $800 on the sign, so they have $2,200 left, and it costs $3,725. So you're would like to propose that we donate $1,525 to the project.
Tammy, does that include the fixes to the chips and the
ramps
and stuff?
It does. Sorry, I found the invoice. It's right. I literally got it 10 minutes before the meeting.
You're good.
Okay. So I wasn't sure what it would be. So, yes, that does include fixing the cracks.
Is there any
it's
other
epoxy ink? Also.
Is there any other fixes that need to happen with this skate park?
We did walk it.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any. It would be nice to maybe replace the benches or add another bench or two.
But that's
that was
not necessary.
The trash cans.
Yeah, the
trash cans. Which that I'm working on a different thing. But definitely trash cans everywhere.
Okay.
So, and it's going to be, I mean, maybe seem weird, but there is no cover there at all, anywhere. And so the kids that have the bus stop there when it rains or it snows or even if it's hot when the kids are playing,
You're good. No, Chuck just can't hear you.
Is that something we can consider? Because I know I've dropped my son off there multiple times.
That would be a CSD.
That would be a bigger maintenance thing.
I just meant something on like the chairs, even if it's like umbrellas or something.
Exactly. Originally was part of the plan that the fundraising was thinking getting some benches in shade.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no. Because in the afternoon, those big pine trees do shade it, but in the morning, you know, it just depends on time of day. So they were just kind of, what do the skaters want, okay. You know. But I feel that there is a bus stop there that maybe in the future possibly.
I think that could be included in our capital improvement plan, because mm-hmm. that is our property, that is our mm-hmm. whatnot. But I think for the purposes of this dedication and whatnot, I'd rather play into what their requests are and kind of fix the ramp.
Exactly.
So it's a little,
that's what I...
Does anybody have any questions? Any other questions?
I mean, I see this as a maintenance issue. It's been, the park's been around for however long, and I don't think we've done anything with concrete or anything like that to improve it. So I think we should be maintaining it.
I agree. So I'll make the motion to approve. How much, Tammy?
Chuck, sorry, did you have a question?
I asked him. He said no.
No. Okay.
Right? I did.
I asked you. You didn't have any?
I saw.
You don't remember me.
He doesn't have any. No. He doesn't have any. No. I did ask him.
No, it's part of our property.
Yeah.
You know, we own it.
Yep.
We should maintain it. And if, for $1,700, if it'll fix the cracks and the other things. Now, as far as the shade and all that stuff, that would be a capital improvement.
Right.
Because it is part of what we own. It would be fixing this or the stairs or the roof or whatever. So I don't have a problem with that. I don't think we open up the floodgates. But, even though we have insurance, it's still liability if we've got cracks and stuff that they're
That's why I showed it
when it's on property.
Yeah.
So I don't
Some are really minor, but there's a crack. I mean,
no, but they get bigger.
No, I don't have a problem with fixing it and donating the $17 or $15.25.
Okay. Cool. So I'd like to make the motion to approve not to exceed $1,600 for the repair of the cracks and additional path for the skate park.
I'll second.
Alrighty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Long time coming.
Long time
coming.
Okay, we can get it going now.
Alrighty. Item number 16, reserves for operations discussion and possible action.
Okay. On July 13, 2021, resolution number 2021-09, establishing a policy for district reserves was adopted. There are three accounts for reserves: reserves for operations, reserves for replacement, and reserve for capital improvements. The reserve for capital improvements states that the district shall endeavor to maintain in each reserve for capital improvements and amount equal to $4,000 or 1%, not to exceed 10% of the district's fiscal year budget. So as of April 30th, the reserve for capital improvement is at $4,096. So we're following the resolution for that reserve account. The reserve for operations for the district must maintain an amount sufficient for 6 months of normal operation, but not less than 3 months of normal operation. Currently, our reserve for operations as of April 30th are $12,717, well below the three-month operation cost, which is approximately $41,670, a shortfall of $28,953. Now, this does not include solid waste fees, which would increase the reserve amount needed by approximately $37,500, which would be bringing it to the needed total of $79,260. I only did 3 months because we are so low. I figured six would bankrupt us. but we need to come up with a plan on how to fund this. Do we want to make a monthly payment? Do we want to do a giant lump sum? I don't,
monthly payments, right?
Do like a transfer, kind of thing.
Like that.
Because
what's a monthly payment divided by six on that for 6 months?
Oh, let's see. Well, see, I'm not, I the reserves, I'm assuming because solid waste fees are our normal operation fees that it needs to be in there. Okay, I just wanted to verify. I thought so. So the 79,000, I guess. Let's
see. Well, number one, I'd like to know what our actual expenses are a month. If we look at the proposed budget showing total expenses at 448,772, you divide that by 12, you get 37,000 approximately. These are all just ballpark numbers, but say 37,000 as a monthly operating, if we go that times 3 months, it's a little bit more than what we're talking about here. Maybe not.
Well, I took 3 years again, yes, and compared. Yeah. I've never done this before, so I'm not even sure if I did this correctly. but I did take 3 months average of all utilities, payroll, legal services, postage, office supplies. Let me see. Repairs and maintenance, I did. Security, we have security service, phone, all the utilities, and south disposal fees. I don't know if I'm missing anything, you know.
Well, what would it, if something happened in the county from a major disaster and we weren't getting our checks from them, or CR&R, whatever, our revenue stopped for a few months, but we still have the bills, we still got to pay people. What is our actual expense per month? And if we're looking at a minimum of 3 months, again, remember, we can, if something happened, we can always, with four out of five votes, and this board doesn't have any problem coming up with the four votes. So, you know.
You want a monthly?
We can always put it back in. But I just would like to know what our monthly expense, total expense is. Per month.
Okay. Let's see. Total,
wouldn't that be our total disbursement?
Per month is 13,890, but I don't believe... Hang on.
No.
That does not include
so
the
Christy
solid
has
waste.
A good point. Yeah. The total disbursements per month, wouldn't that
I mean,
just
wouldn't
be what
that
our monthly is?
Be what
yeah.
we should go
yeah.
off of?
Or just way more than 13.
Plus the... plus the solid waste.
Yeah.
Monthly. Oh, I put 41,670.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah. I was trying to make a spreadsheet, but I ran out of time.
That's okay.
But I do have
it. Well, this has the three-month operation cost of 41,000. But if you look at our total disbursements, and to Chuck's point, if we were just to, like, absolutely have to fund ourselves for 3 months, it would be more on the average of, I'm looking at, if you average these out, 25, 30,000 a month from the total disbursements.
Well, it says, well, okay. Normal operating costs, so I don't know if I may not have included every single little expense because it's not normal. That's why I'm saying I'm sure needs work.
Yeah, I have a question for Steve. Steve, we get a significant portion of our money from taxpayers and from obviously waste, franchise fees, or whatnot. What are the chances of us not getting any of that money and still having to pay our waste fees? Like, what are the chances of that happening? Or would we be in a spot where the county would spot us? Does that make sense, my question?
Yeah, it does make sense.
It's a good question. Hard to believe, but it is a good question.
Typically, when you see, like, a reserve for operations, that's for entities that have kind of a regular financial stream of money coming in, whether it's through, you know, water service or sewer service or something of that nature. And then those services are disrupted either by an earthquake or something, you know, some sort of catastrophe. They need the money because they're unable to provide that service. Then how does the district continue to operate and pay, pay the bills, pay staff and all of that while they don't have an income stream in. That doesn't necessarily apply to you, except for perhaps franchise fee if something were to happen to CRNR or something like that. So I would say the likelihood is not great, but typically, I think the board has already factored in the not great chance of this happening by even considering a 3-month period of for funding reserve for operations. Normally, it's 6 months at a minimum. For most agencies. So I would not recommend going below 3 months for this. You're already at the low end with just that aspect of your policy.
Steve, what's the risk if we, like for the skate park and for paying off the election and that type of thing, we spread those over 4 or 5 years before we could find, and we paid a yearly fee, and we finally got those all paid off. If we're trying to get the 3 months, is it better just to do the 3 months one big thing, or say that we put in, $8,000 a month for the next, 3 or 4 months, whatever, to build it up? The $12,000, my thing is that was more of a one-time thing we put in, but we never got to the point of funding it after that. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to fund it, but, given the fact we want to spend money and do other things, then maybe we don't want to take that full chunk at this moment in time, just pay it down, because it's really just something internal that we're doing. We're not paying an entity. We're paying ourselves to say, okay, well, let's put another $8,000 this month. And within 3 or 4 months, build it up and hope that there's no major disaster that hits us. Because we still have another couple areas for reserves that we'll need to discuss. So I'd be open to do a payment type of thing if, in fact, I just like your opinion, Steve, in the sense of, are we pressing ourselves to pay it off in monthly installments, or should we just do the full, 3 months immediately and have it covered, given the fact that we can take that money out if we need to with a 4-1 vote?
I think the ultimately the board, controls all of that. That's part of the duties that the board has been entrusted with, when you were elected and or appointed onto the board, is the financial management. That's probably the most important thing. When I mentioned the 6 months, I think it's important to note that is not statutory. That's more or less kind of like industry standard. And so there isn't anything statutory as far as how much, you as a board have to allocate towards any of your reserve accounts. So you've got discretion. I think the policy that you have right now is a solid policy. And how you implement that, I think, is really up to the board as to the manner in which you do that. I don't have any particular opinion on how to fund it. That's really beyond my expertise and knowledge. I think that's something that the board as well has a much better handle on than I do.
Okay, once I know what our actual monthly expenses are, I'm more inclined to pay the full 3 months right now and make sure that our reserve is there and the whole bit. Given the fact that we're not losing that money if we had to use it, we could, if something else popped up and there was a reason to pull it out. But I'm not really fun on doing a monthly payment for reserves. I'd rather do the full amount.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Is the full amount 79,000?
Yes, over 3 months. I know, just asked that too. I agree. So I think that maybe, Tammy, can you get us current, where we're at with our bank account by next month?
Absolutely.
I'm with Chuck. I think maybe one time swift move over. I'm confident we have the money in our just regular general fund bank account. I think it's easy for us to move it over. And to Chuck's point, it's our money. We're just moving it in a different account. If we need it, we need it. But I think it's by our ordinance, I think it's important that we put it there.
If we pull it out, we got to have a pretty damn good reason.
Agreed.
To pull it out because we need it.
Correct.
But also we would need to make sure that we put a plan in place to replenish it.
Correct.
You know, and put it back in that account.
Yeah, I agree. So I think we table it maybe till next month. We have more information. Is that fair?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. No, I needed guidance. Like I said, just kind of never done this and wasn't.
Yeah, you're good. I think we're in a good spot, but I'd like to know officially.
Yeah. What do you think, Natalie?
I'm good with that. Yeah, I'm good with tabling it. Okay. I'd rather move one chunk as well, personally.
Since we have it.
And I think 6 months is just, with our budget, is way too high.
Yeah, and the chances of CRNR.
Right,
that's why I only did three, because I figured six was way too high. For now.
Well, you know, next year we can always do another three.
What if they're looking?
If we have to.
Okay, so I'll bring that back in case anybody can do it.
Okay, well, we'll table this then for next month. I guess I have a question. I would like to start a discussion about capital improvements. So I don't know if this goes hand in hand with it, because this reserve for operation policy talks about the reserve for capital improvements also. But I would like to start talking about a capital improvements plan. So I don't know if that's I would like to add that to our agenda at some point, maybe next month if it's not too lengthy. But I do think that there's some things that need attention, like our trash cans in our parks and things like that. We don't have enough, and they are overfilled all the time, and things like that I would like to see us try and plan for.
Cool.
So, thank you. All right. Then we will be tabling that for next month, and we'll move on to item number 17 with this director's comments. Chuck?
No, I thought it was a good discussion. I think next July 7th will be an important meeting to discuss, you know, these issues and what we need to do to move ahead and what we have to work with. But other than that, I thank everybody for their contributions.
Thank you. Alexis?
I want to thank everybody for coming out today, and then thank the board for all the contributions as well. I thought it was a really good discussion for all of the different pieces.
Great. Thank you.
I have some.
Sorry, could we go through everyone real quick? Sorry.
Stay there.
Go ahead.
Sorry I was late. That was it. Good discussion.
Okay.
Just thank everybody for coming out and staying this long. It's not usually this long, but I like the robust debating and then aligning as a group, so I appreciated that.
Yep. Thank you. I'd just like to thank the board, staff, and the public for being involved. There's a lot of work that goes into this that I think sometimes people don't see from the, you know, just looking in. So thank you for everybody who, you know, are doing things behind the scenes, and it's appreciated. And I guess I will say my director's comments again. I don't know if it's the right spot, but I would like to see some planning for our trash cans, maybe some planning for our bathrooms at some point, maybe making them a little prettier or something like that. So that's something that I would like to look at forward. That is all for me tonight. So thank you. And we have a public comment.
I would like
Do you think?
Say your name.
Oh, I'm please. Stan Souders. Been in Wrightwood for 20 years. I'd like to thank Angela, Tammy, and Alexis for helping out with the Green Waste dropout. We had 662 truckloads.
Wow. We had that's a lot.
That's a lot. Last year it was 606.
Do you have a tonnage yet?
You don't have a tonnage yet. I've got a tonnage yet.
They're still picking up. Still, yeah. Still sick. That's what I thought.
You three, thank you very much for helping us.
My pleasure.
Great. Thank you, guys. All righty. Moving on to item number 18, future board meeting, Tuesday, July 11th, 2023 at 5:30 p.m. All right. This meeting is adjourned at 7:51 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I forgot to thank you. Thank you, Steve. I totally forgot. Sorry.
No, thank you.
All righty. You have a good night.
Have a good night, Steve. Take care.
Yes.
Where'd you get